This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and on the other end of our live line is Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation and my co-host for Cinema Chat. And today I'll be playing the part of Godzilla while Russ is King Kong. How you doing this morning?
All right. I guess I'm feeling exceptionally hairy as a result. King Kong and Godzilla really did some box office. Godzilla and Kong, the movie that opened last week, grossed $50 million, which I think would be a huge disappointment in a normal year.
But this is the best we've done since pandemic started, right?
Exactly, and it more than doubled what prognosticators had expected. They expected it to do about $23 million of business over its five-day opening weekend. But it did $48.5 million, almost $50 million worth of business. And that's more than Tenet did, or it's going to eclipse Tenet very quickly. And The Croods as well, which is an animated film that's actually done pretty well, playing ever since the pandemic began.
Sounds like people are ready to get back outdoors and resume their lives.
Yes, I think that's the feeling. Now, this relatively high gross was despite the fact that Regal, the largest theater chain, is still closed, and many regional chains are also closed on the West Coast, Pacific, ArcLight, and in our neck of the woods, Goodrich theaters are still closed. So anyway, it's pretty good news, I think, and certainly the film industry is celebrating, maybe a little bit early, but it's good to get good news. And so they're hoping that this is going to do well for the movie F9 that's opening up on June 25th and Black Widow opening June 9th. So these are the big spectacular summer blockbuster fantasy films, and we'll see how other films do. But Godzilla vs. Kong was also playing on HBO Max simultaneous with the theater exhibition. So anyway, it looks like it's the new world, and it's not all bad for cinema exhibition. The other commercial theater or the commercial film that's opening up this week is a film called Voyager, directed by Neil Berger, who did Divergent, which was another sci-fi film from 2014.
Hugely popular, yeah.
Yep, and Voyager stars Ty Sheridan, Lily Rose Depp, Finn Whitehead, and Colin Farrell, and it's about 30 young men and young women who are in deep space, and they're on a multi-generational mission to search for a new home since Earth is fading in this particular movie. So we'll look forward to seeing that, although there are no reviews of it currently. It was supposed to be released in November and was pulled because of the pandemic. But we'll see how that develops in terms of the critics. It kind of sounds like a Lord of the Flies in space, a co-ed Lord of the Flies.
Right, with a little older characters, right.
We'll see how that goes. And then we're excited about a special presentation that's going to take place over the next three Sundays. We're doing all three of the Lord of the Ring trilogy, and each of them will have a special interview program that's done by Stephen Colbert with members of the Lord of the Rings cast. So this week, you can see a 4K remastered version of the Fellowship of the Ring, the first Lord of the Rings. And then Stephen Colbert will be interviewing Sean Astin, Billy Boyd, Dominic Monaghan, and Elijah Woods.
Now, am I completely alone here? I never read the books, and I never saw any of the movies.
You are pretty alone, I must say.
All right.
There's a similar minority that has that followed the deadheads, that followed the, you know, that were deadheads. And so, you know, everybody has their passion and thing that they do, which is a good thing.
Yeah, the whole sci-fi fantasy thing, you know, I put that in the Star Wars category, and I'm just not into it.
I knew this would not be on the top of your list, but it is on the top of a lot of people.
Almost everybody else, yes. I get grief wherever I go.
Well, the Academy Awards are coming up on Sunday, April 25th, and we have the Oscar-nominated shorts playing at the State Theater this week, and these are always terrific. There's a Pixar short called Burrow about a rabbit who is proud of her home, and then she sees other animals burrows and starts to doubt her the quality and effectiveness of her home, but it turns out all right for her. And then Genius Loci is about a urban chaos moving oneness. It's a really interesting film that's a little complicated, but Academy Award nominated, so you can't beat that. If Anything Happens, I Love You is another one of the animated films that are out there. And this is an elliptical animation that has ghost-like figures, and we'll look forward to seeing that. It's quite an art direction piece. Opera is actually an animation installation that's a 9-minute.
What does that mean?
Its original configuration was to be an installation that played on a consistent loop, and it's got a kind of Rube Goldberg quality to it, so it's very, very creative and innovative. You'll have to come check it out and experience it in a theatrical setting, which is appropriate for the way it was originally intended. And then Yes People, which is this Icelandic animation that's actually really cool. There's not much language in it at all except the Icelandic version of Yes. There's also three other short films that are played as part of the Oscar-nominated Shorts program, and it's always terrific. This week, we premiere the live-action Oscar-nominated Shorts. Now, these are short fiction films. There's also a series of documentary films, which are not playing locally yet. But the Oscar-nominated short films include Feeling Through, about a broke teenager looking for shelter, and who turns out to be a really amazing kid after he encounters a deaf and blind guy that's living on the street and the relationship that develops there. Oscar Isaac stars in a film called The Letter Room, about a correction officer who takes over the job of scanning prisoner mail and then gets involved in their life through that activity.
Well, that's a little invasive.
Yeah, well, prison is a pretty invasive place. So, the Present is about a good-hearted Palestinian man who, frankly, loses his cool after being harassed at checkpoints and along the way. A very, very human tale. Two Distinct Strangers is a familiar tale about a fantasy that applies directly to the serious subjects of police mistreatment of Black Americans currently. That's worth checking out. And then White Eyes, an examination of an unintended consequences of modern-day Tel Aviv. Again, a
lot of diversity in there.
Story. Absolutely, and they're all terrific. They really are terrific.
This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins on this week's edition. And before I interrupted you, you were about to say that something else is coming up?
Well, we're continuing the exhibition of The French Exit, which is a really enjoyable film. I found it enjoyable. Michelle Pfeiffer plays a rich woman who's run out of money, and she is just brilliant.
Yeah, she's getting rave reviews everywhere.
Absolutely. And she has a son that she raised in a distant way, as sometimes happen with wealthy families. They're in New York. They get on a ship. They go to Paris. I enjoyed the film a lot, so I hope other people enjoy it as well. And then we have a raft of Academy Award nominated films. Minari, which is the most popular film that we're currently playing. We keep playing it, you know, week after week, and people show up.
Yeah, it was supposed to go away. You keep extending its run.
Yeah, and it's worth seeing. And now we have limited capacity, and we're only playing on weekends. But you definitely want to see this if you haven't seen it. You can see it online, but it really works on the big screen. Nomadland is an odds-on favor for Chloe Zhao for Best Director. It may also be the Best Picture winner for the Academy Award. It is a delightful, offbeat film, a restless portrait of
another brilliant performance from Frances McDormand.
Yep, and again, maybe an Academy Award for her, too. And then The Father, which is it's nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor for Anthony Hopkins, Best Supporting Actress for Olivia Colman. So we've got a really, really lot of great performances. The Father is about a guy played by Anthony Hopkins, who is in the middle of dementia, and his daughter, played by Olivia Colman, is trying to take care of him. And the film flips back and forth between what's actually happening and what's happening in the mind. And I really enjoyed this film. And we have a lot of films playing virtually as well, including the Korean Cinema Now, which is done by the NAM Center. There's 5 films playing as part of that series. Overall, there's about 30 films on our virtual website at mishtheater.org. So,
and that's an on-demand service.
It's an on-demand service, but it's safe coming to the Michigan Theater. We're going to make you wear masks. We're going to take your temperature. We want to make sure that you and our staff are safe. And come on down. We'll see you at the movies.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta, cheering fruitlessly for Godzilla.